younger than me, then you're a young person. All of us could benefit. I was thinking with Dave's message this morning, young people weren't here, the fear of the Lord and how important that is. Then a song came to mind that we sing, Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. So the holiness of God, I guess, is what I was thinking about, and if we can be encouraged by that. I think if we, you know, if we look up to someone, then, you know, that person has a lot of grip on our lives, you know, what gives us reason to do what we do and so on. If we look up to the holiness of God, and it gives us a lot of motivation, you know, the holiness of God is why we are non-conformed. I don't know if young people struggle with that or not, but if you do, then, you know, think of it that you're not just being non-conformed. You're not just being different for the sake of being different. You are being separate because of the holiness of God. That's what I was thinking. So I'm just going to read a few words here yet in 1 Peter. I'm just going to start at verse 13. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So there's more there, but I guess maybe I'll leave that with you. You know, there is... there's a higher motivation beyond just following the rules and doing things because we were taught to do them. It's because of the holiness of God. Thank you.